Blog Talk Radio.
Long and winding road.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why ride so bend your head? He ain't dead. I just shot him in a steady leg. Get money on the rack. The chick give me TLC. And ain't too proud to beg. It's a shame that the bullshit clouds your head. Nigga, kill me. Won't hang around the feds. Man, fuck what you ready to put. Heads in bed. But I'd rather sit back, pull shots instead. 4 years wrapped up, I felt trapped. Young kids like, when I get home, I'm getting strapped. And blood came through on the block like, rat. Save my blood of thermostat. Oh yeah, now I'm coming back. Like I left something lead dumping. A fight, pretty position. I don't stress nothing, king. I'm a boss of my own shit. I own shit. Every artist I sign, I come through on some grown shit. I'm home, dick. Harlem representative. Born and raised, and my resume's impressive. It's evil, let him live, or he could die like a martyr. At first, you don't succeed, you gotta try much harder. And hopefully, you do what Wayne did with the Carter. The vices stay telling these dudes to stack dollars. Black much hotter, 900 degrees, I'm good. Stay in the hood like rice and beans. And I stay driving around in the nicest things. Don't let them fool you, I got shit covered. Come on, beloved. I ain't shaking nobody's hands, just hit the hammer. Next thing you know, I'm getting indicted. I'm on camera. I don't know what dudes be doing when they ain't with me. Bounty hunters 4 in the morning coming to get me. It's played out, getting laid out. Living your days out in jail, you gotta pull your blade out. Get laid out. It's me talking. Native New York and what I say. Hope it don't get blown out of proportion. But I don't need conflict, man. I'm a convict. I don't mind something with something under my armpit. And I don't need much film to make a movie. Don't get it twisted. I'll slide with your movie. To the holiday, sans rope, no range or sun rays. Got the bitch begging me to stay.
Nah, man. Bitch begging me to stay and shit. She on my dick, hard body. Word up. I don't understand it. What they want me to do? Huh? Huh? I don't know.
I'm in the building. Try to keep it clean. What the freaking deal? Man, you hide these bitches. I got the whip and pill. Like babyface, spin. I ain't scared to go get the steel. I spit it real. Ever since.
Peace. This is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, my girl Emma E2K told you what the business is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we're live in the building. And you know I want to say Happy New Year to all of our listeners. You know it's 2011. It's either go hard or go home. And you know in 2011, we don't wear broke, we wear money. We're not playing games. Everything needs to be straight to the point this year. You know, if you was playing games last year, you need to stop playing games this year. Definitely want to thank our sponsors, E2K Magazine, DC Mingle. Also, we definitely want to thank all of our listeners. The 2011 draft pick mixtape is coming out soon, hosted by DJ J Ronin. It's a lot of things that's going on for us. We also got the co-drive coming up. I'll be live in the Bronx area this weekend, so check for me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online, at Future Guru 100. This Friday is going down. We're going to have your boy Scooter Smith live in the building. You remember Scooter Smith did the song Head of the Class. He is one of the artists signed under Chris Brown. He will be live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're starting the New Year's off hard body. He's going to be live in the building. And we have another hot young lady, Netta B. She's going to be live in the building also on Friday. Tonight we got a young lady. Her name is Heather. She has her own business. She's going to be talking to us about entrepreneurship tonight. And also we got a young man by the name of James who's going to be calling in tonight, talking to us about his comic books and his comic book he actually put out himself, working with the team and putting that out, you know, because everybody has different ventures in life, you know. So we're going to talk to him tonight about that. And in 2011, we know that they basically cut off a lot of the financial, assistance for people when it comes to unemployment and everything. But you know what? You know, they are doing extensions, but you need to go to the business centers to go and basically, you know, file to for the extension because the phones are definitely packed right now. You know, it's definitely, definitely crazy. It's a lot of things that's going on this year. Like I said, I advise everyone to definitely, you know, get your game plan together in 2011, man. If you're going to do what you're going to do this year, make sure that you don't half step on it. You go all the way with it. Register your business. You know, make sure you register your business. Get all your money's worth out of situations. When you get your taxes this year, make sure that you take some of the money and invest in your business. And you know what I'm saying? If you feel like splurging, maybe splurge a little bit, but, you know, don't OD this year. You know, we have to look and save that money for the rainy day. So tonight is definitely on Lush Radio Online, and we're definitely going to be talking about business and everything like that. And one of my favorite magazines that I love picking up is BlackEnterprises.com. Definitely check them out. You know, definitely check them out. They definitely have a lot of things that's going on. The Black Caucus, Washington Report reports that the Black Caucus refuses Obama's tax plan. The Congressional Black Caucus and of the White House delivered a dueling message about how President Obama's tax plan compromise would affect African Americans. CBC members held a press conference on Friday and said that the majority of the groups are overwhelmingly opposed to the deal that, if passed, African American communities would suffer. And it's quoted that we understand that there are tough choices that need to be made this year, but we're extremely concerned that the cuts could make a big problem with most of the African Americans, especially low incomes. And also, the caucus endorsed a 13-month extension for emergency unemployment insurance benefits, a payroll tax holiday or equivalent such as tax, a rebate check that would be delivered the Social Security Fund of Revenue, and the 2-year extension for Bush era tax cuts for the middle and lower class families. The group is also calling an additional unemployment assistance for people who have been unemployed more than 90 weeks and the extension of provisions in a recovery act, such as a earned income tax credit, a child tax credit, an American opportunity tax credit. According to Rep. Bob Scott, such a proposal could cost about half of Obama and the Senate Republicans are recommending. So they're basically trying to, you know, give us a lot of tax cuts. So I'm thinking people are going to have a nice amount of money when they come back from taxes and stuff. But we definitely need to, you know, try to find an alternative if you're not getting the money that you're supposed to be getting in regards to, you know, your taxes and stuff. And don't forget that tonight, you know, we're talking about Let's Talk About Business tonight on Lush Radio Online. So call in at 347-826-7722. What are your plans when it comes to business? What are some of the strong points that you think, you know, to definitely keep your business successful in 2011? And we're talking about, you know, financing and stuff like that. You know, financing your business, some of the different ways you can finance. You can either save the money or start your seed money by you know, applying for loans and paying them back, and then therefore you get that cleared up, and then you apply for a next loan. You could do something like that. It's so many things. A lot of the military people, if you're not aware, you can go and apply for a voc rehab, which they pay for your entire schooling. And you can also apply for FAFSA, which is the state grant, and that also covers part of your schooling. So sometimes it pays to go to school. You go to school, and if you get overpaid, you know, they cut you a check. So it pays to go to school this year. So if you want to go to school, go to school. You got the post 9/11 GI Bill and all that. We're going to go to the phone lines. Tonight, I said we're going to have an entrepreneur. Her name is Heather. She's going to be live in the building with us. We're on Let's Talk About Business on Let's Radio Online. Greetings, 813. You're live on Let's Radio Online. Peace.
Hi, Les. This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We always support entrepreneurs on Let's Talk About Business, you know. Your information might help somebody out there that's trying to, you know, accomplish their dream or goal out there.
That's great. I believe it does. It's such an amazing thing to be able to work for yourself. And it's great to find a company that you can work with that's credible and that you can really see reaching your goals with and helping you reach your goals. So,
Heather, when did you decide that, you know, I don't want to work for corporate America. I don't want to work for anybody anymore. I want to work for myself.
I think I had wanted to do it for quite some time. I actually started this year in August, and I've been having great success with it. I love it. I love being able to be with my child, and it's great because I get to help other people as well.
Definitely, definitely. Being a female in business, what do you feel is the hardest adversity being a business owner?
Being a business owner?
Yeah.
feel that the most difficult, I think, is getting people to commit to listening about what it is that the opportunity that is available to them, the same as it is available to other people. And I think when that happens and it starts to take it turns into the great part where you get to see other people having success as well.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And talk to us. Tell us about your business and all the different aspects and the different things that it can help people out there, you know, that are listening to us right now.
The business that I started is with a company called Shaklee. It's been around for 54 years. Right now it's the number one nutrition company in America. They have a number of different products from nutrition to home care. For cleaning, they have some weight loss products, which are amazing, and they really have a large variety to help people get the toxins out of their house, out their bodies, and really off their skins. And it's really nice to be able to see the effect that it has on people who've been using the products for quite a while.
Okay, so it's like one of those almost like natural type healing type things to you basically cleanse yourself.
Yeah, to cleanse yourself. It has nutrition products. People that use nutrition supplements, a lot of people do. It's a great idea to keep your body healthy, so that way you don't have to worry about catching colds and that type of thing. I mean, people still get colds and everything. But just on the preventative side, before you get it, to help your body just stay strong so you can make it through the seasons as they change, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And the products have been successful. You also use them also?
I do use them. I use them in my home, and I use them for the cleaning. Shaklee's been on Oprah, actually, 5 times, and this January is going on the Dr. Oz show. It's really nice.
Oh, okay. Wow.
To work. Well, you're working for yourself. You have your own business with the company. So they have all the research done. The products are put together. The science behind it, if somebody's interested in looking at the science, is amazing. They have some anti-aging products as well, some skincare, and it's really neat to look at something and just see that, because there's a lot of people that use multivitamins and they use skincare products and they're interested in anti-aging and what they can do for themselves as far as keeping themselves healthy so they look great. and to find a way to be able to do that with the country's number one nutritional company, natural nutrition company, and then to be able to get paid on the back end is great, because people, they use cleansers for their face every day. So what if instead of just buying the product, you actually get credit back for that? So that's where the business aspect comes in, and it's great to be able to say to my girlfriend, say, hey, you know, the product you've been using for years is great. Try this. If you like it, you know, I'll show you how to make it to where your products are paying you, so the money's coming back in your pocket, which is something that you don't get if you just use something over the counter. You just pay for the product, use the product, it's gone. You don't have that revenue coming back. And I think in the economy, the way that it is right now, it's great to look for that secondary income. It's great to look for that venture that you can supplement your own income with. If you're a busy person, if you have a job and you want something for the weekends, why not choose something that you can do anytime, right? You don't have to wait for your boss to call you and say, hey, you need an extra shift. You can just do exactly what you're doing in your life, add something else, make this your second job, and really just be able to take control of your life where you're not answering to a boss.
Definitely. And you know, everybody needs that supplemental income, especially in these times that we have. Yeah, they say that, you know, there's more job rising in this year and stuff like that. But everybody needs some type of extra money. And that sounds good, the whole situation you have over there. And if someone wants to go into that process and stuff, how would they get in contact with you to, you know, push forward with that?
There is a contact link on your website where when you click on the products to find more about them, it'll put you through to where you can contact me directly on that.
Awesome.
If you have questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you go? Okay, so it's going to be located on Let's Radio Online, and they'll go directly there to ask you questions and stuff like that.
Correct.
Heather,
are you there? Really, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's also a really great program to where somebody who is looking to raise funds for, like, their church or a nonprofit, team organizations, that type of thing. There is a component to this company to where you can bring in revenue for your cause by having the people that you know switch brands. So while you're going out there, you know, here in Florida, there's a lot of people who stand on the street for football, and they'll have their helmets out, and you drive by, and you can put some change in there. The same thing as raising money for their football pads and that type of thing by changing brands with people in their homes who are already using products of similar quality. They can then bring in revenue to their cause, which is great as well.
Definitely. And if you guys would like to purchase any of Sheckley's or contact Heather, if you log on to www.lessradioonline.com, and it's up there, you can click on there, and you can definitely purchase the stuff directly on the site. You can watch a video also of Sheckley's. You can actually see it on the site and, you know, go ahead and get involved and get indulged with it. You know, it's all natural stuff. And, you know, everybody wants to go natural nowadays. And a lot of people want to lose weight and, you know, cut some of the fat out. And they have a lot of different products to definitely help you on what your goals are and stuff. Definitely.
That's
and,
good. Thank you so much.
No problem. I truly appreciate you. You know, definitely, you know, coming on tonight and definitely sharing with us your business, because, you know, other people, you know, might want to be involved with it. And just, you know, just hearing your story of, you know, getting into the business and being self-sufficient and stuff like that. Is there any advice you would give an entrepreneur getting into business this year?
Getting into business this year? When you look for something for yourself, find something that you can feel passionate about. Working with Sheckley for myself has been the best decision that I could have made. There's an amazing compensation plan right now to where you can have the company pay for your car within a couple months, which is where I'm at right now. There's trips. People right now they want to go on trips and maybe they can't afford to do that or take the time off work. This is a company to where you go to work, you enjoy what you do, you get trips on the back end, and you can go places like Bora Bora or Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas, and they see you there. And the great thing about it, too, is it's a family business. So when your family is reaching towards health in the new year and they're looking to lose weight and they're using these products that are good for their body, at the same time, you are working towards going on trips that are paid for by Shaklee. So while you're on vacation, you can still be making your money, and it's really a great thing. So in 2011, if you want to go in a direction to where you're improving your life and you're feeling great, this is a good way to go. And there's really a lot that people can incorporate into their own life and still do everything. They can have their own business and they can still do everything they're doing right now, or they can still reach towards the diversities that people have in their lives. So I think just look for something that you can feel passionate about or that helps you or the people around you, and that way you can feel good about the time that you're spending to build a new business.
Definitely. I truly appreciate you. Thank you so much, you know, for definitely calling in tonight, and definitely thank Omar. I will definitely want to thank Omar for providing us with this, you know, this interview tonight. And, you know, it's great what you have, and I just wish the best on everything else you do. And, guys, if you'd like to purchase any of Shaklee's or contact Heather for any more information, you can see her ad and everything on Lush Radio Online. If you log on to www.lushradioonline.com, you can click on the purchase, or you can just go on there to ask her questions. Thank you. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you so much, Les. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much. We just had Heather live on the building. Definitely, she was talking to us about Shaklee's and her business and everything she had going on. So make sure that you guys support her and log on to www.lushradioonline.com and click on Shaklee's to read more information. And if you're interested in it, go ahead and get some stuff, you know. We're going to go into a song, and we'll be right back. And we should have our guy James live on the line talking to us about creating your own comic book. He created his own comic book and put it out on the market in a bookstore. So we're going to be talking to him in a few. And we're going to listen to some Lumi B and Tony Sunshine, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Listen, baby, I've been around. I know that you like how I wear my crown. I know that I'm something that's so profound. So far, what I'm hearing, look, I like the sound. Everybody's talking about it. We could be tough, but why would you doubt it? Your palms are sweaty and your heart starts pounding. This is what you're feeling, tell me about it.
She's like the wind through my tree.
Still stop the pain. gon' toughen up. Boo, get it together and just try your luck. Ever since I heard that you got this little crush, I passed away and it's giving me a rush. So I keep your style, yes, I'm impressed. Always with the best, but the mother do the rest. So you ain't got the stress, cause I got what you need. I can ease your pain and fulfill all your dreams.
Now, boy MJ Hustler. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. One world, one movement, one voice.
Y'all, you know what it is, man. If you ain't moving together, you ain't moving at all. So I just got some new information for tax credits and stuff. You already know you get a tax credit for your child. You know, even though some of y'all be trying to claim over a few children that they ain't yours. I know how y'all do, you know. And, you know, you get a tax credit. You can claim your medicine. You can get tax deduction on the house, cars, and things like that of a sort. If you have your business, make sure you have kept all your receipts for 2010 so you can submit that in so you can get your, you know, show your losses. If you planned on doing any energy sufficient home improvements, now's the time. The federal government's tax credit for energy efficiency home improvement will expire at the end of the month. So you can claim credit if you installed any kind of stuff in December and everything like that. You can get up to $1,500, you know, if you installed anything in your house. So that's another thing you can go ahead and get tax credit for. So it's a lot of things, you know, that out there you can get credit for. And definitely in business, everybody's moving into the smartphones. I don't think I'm going to get rid of my BlackBerry. I think I'm going to keep my BlackBerry, you know, pound team BlackBerry, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people that are BlackBerry lovers. You know, the good features about a BlackBerry is the fact that we do most of our business on the BlackBerry. All of our emails go to our BlackBerry. I can do all my business directly on my BlackBerry. We're having no problems. On my BBM, I got almost 1,000 or so or more people on my BBM that I can, and I have them in categories of who I need to send blasts to and things, so I can hit them there, hit them online, and hit them on the phone, text, and hit them on BBM. So it's definitely a great use. and then, you know, all of my apps are on here too, but I am going to take off my wireless card and add my Evo to it, because apparently the Evo with Sprint, it's almost acts almost like an Android phone. It's a touch screen, and it's a smartphone, and you can actually use that phone with the data plan as a hotspot. It actually sends its own Wi-Fi signal, and I think it actually powers up to 4 or 5 computers, just like the OverDrive does. And you can also get phone calls and stuff. It does so many things. It moves very fast. It's on a 4G network. So if you're interested in getting that, that's another move to go to. A lot of people are still using the BlackBerry with the ball. The ball gets rotted and stuff for a certain period of time, and you know, it starts malfunctioning. So I suggest that you get the BlackBerry with the trackpad. Either it's the bold or the newer one that's almost a combination of the bold and the newer curve, or you can use the curve. But BlackBerries are definitely great for business. It's still a great multitasker. But if you want to get a second phone, I would definitely suggest the Evo. The iPhones, the Evo also does the same, you know, components as the iPhone. You can do the Skype chat on there. You can do everything that the iPhone does even better. You don't have so much of the hang-ups of the iPhone has. So, you know, that's definitely another situation. Also in business, photographers, right now, you know, if you're into your whole photography situation, you know, you can log on to Model Mayhem and definitely get a lot of jobs off of there. Model Mayhem or Backpages.com. Backpages.com is another Craigslist, or you can still go to Craigslist and pay, and you can put your ad in, or even put the ad in the city paper, you know, to try to get some photography jobs. I think photography right now at the moment is booming because there's always parties. People always want to get pictures done. There's always birthdays, weddings, during the summertime, parties, events. Photography is definitely a booming situation if you're good at what you do. Also, business also, I've heard that Photoshop CS5 is more easier than CS3, but I think all the components are definitely the same. Another thing in business is that also, you know, we have to get geared up for, you know, some things that we expect to happen that might not happen. you know, they have the extensions and stuff for unemployment, but you know how that works. So I think you either you know, try to get yourself a 9-to-5 if you can find one, you know, and if not, you know, try to find something that you're really good at and turn it into a business, whether it's photography, whether it's doing marketing. You know, like I told you guys last year, if you didn't make a cent doing what you were doing last year, then you need to switch gears and do something different, definitely, in 2011. We should have James live on the line, but we're going to go to some more music tonight. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Don't forget, this Friday it goes down. We're going to have your boy Scooter Smith, artist signed to Chris Brown. Y'all remember Head of the Class? He was a little boy when we first seen him, and he was clumping, doing his thing. He's 15 now. He's going to be live on the show with us this Friday. Along with that, we're going to have Netta B. She's a wonderful singer. I think she looks almost like Megan Good, man. She is fun. She's going to be live in the building with us this Friday. So check in and check for that and come talk to her. Y'all going to see the blast for that. Thursday, you know, Street Queens, the movement. We're always talking about things affecting the community. Coat Drive is coming up, so it's going to be a Coat Drive / showcase. So artists, if you're trying to get in that, you know what I'm saying, hit me up, lushradioonline@gmail.com if you want to be a part of that showcase for the Coat Drive, you know what I'm saying, so we can give to the homeless once again, because you know we always got to serve the community. And definitely on top of that, you know what I'm saying, 2011 draft pick mixtape is coming out. And I want to go ahead and play some NOE, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I definitely love this song. It's called Moonlight. This song right here is from NOE, and I love him. I love NOE a lot, you know what I'm saying? He's like another one of my favorite artists and stuff. He got this song called Moonlight. And, like, you know, you ever have one of those songs that you just listen to and it just takes you to a place, like, I'm just driving in my car and I'm so pissed off, but, like, I just want to just go away somewhere. This is like one of these songs right here, Moonlight. So off the mixtape, we going in NOE right there, Moonlight.
You are now listening to
Bird King, baby.
My city. My life. O.D. Come on. Moonlight. Moonlight. The bright dreams. The pipe smoke. The night scene. The city air. The quiet fear. As I get a piece of money, I'm about to hit. The moonlight. The shiny cars. The hot night. The hot dog. The good drink. The stripper pole. Gotta love the money, even though it come and go. I admit, I'm on a paper mission. I ain't been that much out of focus. I ain't focused on a soldier's mission. Heavy arm, truthfully, I should be dead and gone. But I've been intervened upon by some spirit form. The drug money made a difference in my train of thought. Faces doing numbers every time I came to court. That's why I always wanted fairer skin. I mean, my patience is like linen in the winter. Wearing thin, really thin, like popping nigga melon thin. I'm bona fide from my pimples to my skeleton. I've been around a block, sold a lot of brown a lot. I sent the money orders, held a nigga down a lot. I treated others how I had to feel if I was trapped. If I was writing, then my niggas wasn't writing back. I lived long enough to know trust is something rare. I'm looking niggas in their eyes and it's nothing there. Moonlight, the bright dreams, the pipe smoke, the night scene, the city air, the quiet fear. As I get a piece of money, I'm about to move. The moonlight, the shiny cars, the hot night, the hot dog, the good drink, the stripper pole. Gotta love the money even though it come and go. Another name for them fetties is a microscope. Little things become larger when you selling dope. But then them transcripts begin to tell a taller tale. You finished, now you living Christmas on a smaller scale. Now my mind's stable. Back in middle school, hated mathematics, but I'm glad I knew my timetable. Deductions I didn't make made it hard. When knee deep in cocaine, what you say to God? What's the drilly when them faggots try to play your card? Forced to do a bid, read a book, play the yard. I don't know, but in my life it didn't matter none. So I just reinforce the spirit with a fatter gun. And tell them niggas off the top, I need a fatter sum. It's ugly when you can't be good, then the badder come. It's usually when that undercover rattle comes. It's when you march into the beat of a sad drum. Moonlight, the bright dreams, the pipe smoke, the night scene, the city air, the quiet fear. As I get a piece of money, I'm up out of here. The moonlight, the shiny cars, the hot night, the hot dog, the good drink, the stripper pole. Gotta love the money even though it come and go. I'm trying to leave the drug trade, clean my act, relive the first time I ever seen a stack. With more money than I ever seen, ever touched. With self-esteem issues, I just found a better crutch. I'm old school, white walls, vinyl top. I'll be popping bottles even if the vinyl flop. And I'll be buying Porsches even when the vinyl stop. Cause number one will ultimately be my final spot. That's the real talking through me coming out my soul. The gut is feeling like I'm never coming out this hole. Camera light steady flashing with the upper hand. Got me ducking when I thought I was a tougher man. Still in my city, worn and done. Cause one minute you supply, the next one you pawn and dump. You try to start another rise, you'll never see.
My life.
Trying to make it in the city, you can never
come
flee.
You ain't going nowhere.
The bright green, the tight smoke, the night skin, the city air, the quiet fear. As I get a piece of money, I'm about to
come.
The moonlight, the shiny cars, the hot night, the hot dog, the good drink, the stripper pole. Gotta love the money even though it come and go.
Yo, I love that song, son. I love that song. Shout out to NOE. Know the name, know the difference, you know? So that's what it is, man. I just definitely like that song. It's definitely hot. But, you know, in 2011, you know, you better be about your business, you know? You can't be still on trying to, you know, still live with your mama. And, you know, you like 40-something years old. Now, this is some excuses. If you know what I'm saying, you're taking care of your mother. But if you ain't taking care of your mother's still washing your clothes. Your mother's still putting your name on your drawers, you know what I'm saying, ironing your clothes and everything like that, then that's a problem. You're a grown man, you know. And if you still, to this day, you know, still riding your homeboy car because you don't want to sit there and get your own whip, you know, then hey. What's good? You know what I'm saying? What's really going on? 2011, man, step your game up because, you know, TLC said, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that don't get no love from me.
I don't wanna meet you nowhere now. Don't wanna know your This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. Let's go down on Lush Radio Live.
Yeah, yeah, that was my princess right there, Natalia. You know what I'm saying? Man, don't try to be a scrub in 2011 because you're definitely going to be kicking rocks this year, man, because you ain't playing games in 2011. It's go hard or go home. And we don't win broke. We win money in 2011. So, man, get your game up. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. We out here, you know, definitely, you know, going in tonight. We playing some music and stuff. And some of y'all, you know, are still recovering. You know, off of the New Year's, you know, some of y'all still recovering off the New Year's party. So, for those, this goes out to y'all cast that's still recovering because y'all had to blame it on her.
Blame it on the blues, got you feeling loose, too. Blame it on the drone, got you feeling grown.
Popping bottles with the Henny in the cup. Screaming money ain't a thing if it ain't throwing up in the sky. boy Prince.
950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush.
On Lush Radio Online.
Shit.
Y'all already know where it is, man. Y'all already know what it is. You're rocking with your girl. Let's see, Lush live in the building. Birthday announcement. Birthday celebration is going down for JC, a.k.a. La Famosa, VP of Murder Mommy's Biker Club, man, and CEO of It's a She Thing Entertainment. It's going to be a hot, crazy party. You know what I'm saying? For the ladies, y'all need to rock some corsets. It's going to be a real sexy night. I'm going to be live in the building in the Bronx, January the 7th, 2011. It's going to be at Crazy Horse, okay? 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning. Location is 4139 Boston Road, Bronx, New York, 10466. After party is at the warehouse, and that's from 4 a.m. until... And you know, until it's to the next freaking, you know what I'm saying, maybe into the afternoon, son. And that's at 3530 Knoll Avenue, man. It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's JC's B-Day party, man. It's exclusive, man. Come through. I know I'm being in the building with my girl Emma. We're going to be live in the building taking pictures and doing what we do. And we're going to be rocking our corsets looking sexy for the ladies and the gents. Shout out to Hellraiser, man. Happy New Year, Hellraiser. I ain't seen y'all in a minute. Salute to y'all, man. Nothing but success to y'all in 2011. Nothing but blessings and prosperity, man. For real. We going in. Also, we're looking about, you know, maybe bringing some Spanish music on the show, too. Thinking about Sundays or something like that. So we're working on some things. So we're going to be doing some things this year. So a lot of gears are going to be changing. We're going to redo the site again. And the corporate site will be launching for Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com and check out all the new things we got going on. Follow us on Twitter, Lush Radio Online, and also follow me on Facebook, Lush Radio Online, or CEO Lushy Lush, man. You know, and it's Let's Talk About Business. And my suggestion to all of you guys is that be serious about your business. Stay focused. If you have an extra bit of money, go ahead and incorporate your business. You know, all this jewelry and all this stuff that you have loses value after a certain amount of time. So basically go ahead and just, you know, invest in your business. Invest in yourself. People respect you more when you invest in yourself. And, you know, for a lot of people that got gold, gold is very valuable right now. It's hard to find gold right now at this moment. So hold on to that gold. You got gold coins, anything gold, hold on to that. Don't just sell it real quick, you know. So that's what it is. Price of gold is going up for those people that don't know. And, man, just, you know, keep your hopes and prayers together, man. And this is Lushy Lush live in the building, man. And we're talking about business. And I'm about to check my man Leon Beats, man. He got some hot beats going on and stuff. So we're going to go live in his building, see what's popping with him in a few, and do a quick little interview. And we'll be, you know what I'm saying, we're going to check out tomorrow and see what's cracking. I'll be live in Philly, and then we're going to head to New York City and get it in. You already know what it is, man. Your girl Lushy Lush, man. Let's talk about business, man. Let's talk about business. I'm getting down on it. Get down on it.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Want me to push up on it, for she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 in Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it, work,
I see you, baby.
Work it, work it, work it, down, down, down.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly starts up popping it. Something like my wrist beats, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I'm gonna lick it, lick it, lick it till they icky. Had that river running, keep you gunning till you empty.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working balance? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty. Well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me. Put it down on me. Down, down on me. Put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound. Show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
I'm thumping part. Party jumping, shorty, she's the perfect 10. She rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's nothing. She shit just like an hourglass. See how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this show on blast. Work it like a pro, sitting watching the ticker go. Do a thing out on the floor. She bounce it fast, she take it slow. So sexual, incredible. She beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerk it, the way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I do not fit, I'm gonna make it, girl, you can take it, don't stop,
like
get it, get it.
I like the way you ride with that booty.